Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about dating, the world of dating, online dating, all the hassles and all the headaches. I got to listen to these two across from me all the time.
You do.
Complaining about the world of dating. I've been sucked into Love is Blind. Listen to all those clowns talk about dating in Denver. There's all sorts of stories out this morning. How about the hot new trend in online dating called bio-baiting?
What is that?
It's overselling your dating app bio in ways that don't quite hold up in real life. So I would imagine it's like getting on there and being like, I love hiking. I hike so much. I'm a nonstop hiker. And then you finally meet up with this person. You liked that they hiked so much. And then you meet them and they're like, I've never hiked.
Well, yeah. All my bios say I'm 6'1". So yeah.
Bio baiting.
No, here's the thing. I actually was seeing a guy and he had hiking on his profile and he did not hike.
Right.
And I asked him about it. Remember I told you guys this. I was like, why did you put hiking if you don't actually go out into the mountains? And he was like, because it kind of, gets all
expands
the people.
Expands my.
It does. He said that usually it's fit people who hike. So if you hike, then it's usually fit people he's matching with, and he doesn't have to deal with the people who are not fit. And I was like, that's a jerk move. Like, that is kind of a jerk move. If you
just
have no intention of going on a hike.
I like what he did there.
Why? You're telling people that you like to have that lifestyle, which is a very...
It's a more gentle way of saying...
You don't want to be with people who are
chubby
overweight.
Chaser.
Yeah, but still, like, it doesn't, I feel like
it's a more gentle approach to that.
Like, there's so much more than just the looks when it comes to online dating or dating in general. And I think that people, this is giving them one more reason to just swipe left for little things that aren't going to matter in 5 years. Like, you know, I get that people want to be with like-minded folks who are athletic and fit and you have those habits instilled with you. But it's just like, if you can connect with somebody on a personality basis, a lot of people succeed that way. And so I think it's lying. I think lying in any form is wrong. So that's why I don't like it. He lied to me.
Some of the other things besides hiking is you can mislead people by saying that you love to travel. And then you get people hitting you up that love to travel. And you meet them, you're like, I don't like to travel. Adventurer is on there. Entrepreneur is on there. A foodie.
Between jobs.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Somebody put on there spontaneous is a big one. A lot of people put, I'm just a spontaneous person.
Yeah.
I love just, you know, dropping everything and traveling. And then you meet them and they're like, let's stay home and watch a movie.
It's so funny though. Like, I look for things that I am connected to this person with. Like, if somebody says they're a big traveler, like, have your passport ready. I'm like, well, miss me with that because my job doesn't let me travel all over the world whenever I want, you know, so that's not my lifestyle. So I avoid those people. I don't get why they want to match with somebody who isn't going to fit their lifestyle.
Do you guys have, I probably know the answer to this, dating fatigue?
Oh my gosh.
Or just like dating app fatigue.
Yeah, you have to delete them every so often. Like, periodically I go on my little, you know, online dating retreat kind of like, just to get away
reprieve.
From it.
Yeah, reprieve.
Thank
yeah.
you. So I will delete the apps from my phone altogether. And then, like, a couple months later, I'll get them back on and get back into it. So, yeah, it's definitely fatigue is a good word.
We should take a quick break and come back. I know you guys got some examples of some fatigue that you've dealt with. Did you just go?
We have a plethora of examples.
Sorry. I know it wasn't a word.
It's the worst.
That's how I feel.
Katie turned into a horse there for a second. we will have the phone lines wide open as well. If you want to commiserate with these two, talk about your online dating mishaps, just dating in general. If you're fed up, you guys can vent today. I'm fine with it. It's Friday. Do you guys find that the dating apps are very, like, superficial? It's all surface level.
Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and it's not only that. And, you know, this is like people who listen to the show and the station know that I support It's Just Lunch. And this is why. It's because the apps are so superficial and they're so, you know, they're nobody's accountable on them. There are no rules. And I think that, you know, with It's Just Lunch, they do the work for you and they find the people who are real and you don't have to figure out all the things about them before you meet them. The apps are the exact opposite of that.
Well, yeah, and it's one of those things that, like, it's almost like when you're applying for a job and all the automated bots take one look at you, and if you don't fit the bill perfectly, they skip by you. Where, like, those dating apps, excuse me, if they have, like, a picture of you that they don't like, automatically you don't fit the bill. They don't know you at all. They don't know anything about you. You could be the most, you know, nice person in the world or anything like that, and automatically, just because you don't check one box or something, you're gone.
So they scan your face when you upload stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yep. They verify your ID, your photos. Yep. They do what they can, but even that, people can get by it. It's ridiculous. But I tell you, Jeremy, the biggest thing for me is it's like learning a whole new culture, because when it comes to the online dating, I alluded to it, there are no rules. So when I first started dating in like the metro area, I was dating over on the Western Slope, and it wasn't as bad as far as people misrepresenting themselves or not being completely transparent. I will never forget the first time someone ghosted me. This story is so sad for me. It's just like, it's very depressing. But we were messaging back and forth, and then we planned on meeting at a place, and he just stopped messaging me. And I was like, well, it's fine. We'll still meet. Maybe he's just busy, whatever, da 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 da. And I was so new to this that I sat down at the restaurant and waited and waited and waited for this guy to come. And I even remember telling the server, no, we were talking. It's fine. He's going to show up. And I could see them like talk about me in the kitchen, and they felt so bad. They felt so bad for me that this manager came out and comped my meal and then gave me a gift card because he felt so bad that because I was naive.
Oh,
I didn't know those
thing.
Were the rules. I was like, we're going to show up because we said we were going to show up, and that's what people do. But on the apps, the niceties are gone, and people don't care about your feelings. They don't care about your time that you spend. And so it's like you really have to get used to that. You have to get used to being treated like scum almost.
Like, garbage,
like, you don't
apparently.
Matter. Like,
what a great way for you to get a free meal and a gift card, though.
I know. Like,
is
I
that
still,
really what
yes,
happened?
He's going to start doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the next 4 weekends in a row, she did the same thing.
No, that's not. I couldn't go back to that restaurant ever again, and it made me so sad. Like, it just.
And that sucks. It was her favorite McDonald's.
I
and
she know, got
that,
exactly. Yeah, right.
And she had that gift card that you never used. You no, ghosted that gift card.
No, well, they have multiple restaurants, so I just didn't go back
McDonald's.
To that restaurant. But no, and this happens quite often to where it's just like people will get you excited. There's a lot of love bombing that goes into
the
it.
Love bombing,
like,
is insane,
it's
Katie.
Insane.
Like, that
explain
is,
what that is.
So love bombing is where you meet someone. And I will say, for me, men kind of have the tendency to do that. And I think before I knew what love bombing was, I tended to do it a little bit. I get so excited when I meet someone new and I'm like, I want to give you the world. Like,
yeah.
I want to be. But you have to temper those expectations. And I'll never forget a girl that I dated for a while. She told me, she was like, hey, when we first met, like, you came on pretty strong. And I was like, well, what do you mean? I just liked you. She's like, dude, you promised me like the world. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that I was doing that. Where you meet a girl, in my instance, you meet a girl, you get so excited by the way she is or what you think she wants. And you start learning about her favorite little things. And then you just go 100% right off the bat. And apparently now that's, which is so funny.
It's a bad thing to know their likes and interests.
Well,
dude,
no,
dude,
like,
just, that was my thought process as well. But if you come on too strong, the women that you meet nowadays can be like, hey, you got to play a little hard to get or something, because that's too much too soon.
Yeah.
Which, dude,
how
I had
weird.
A very hard lesson about that, because that like broke my heart learning that when I first found out about that, that I was just like over the moon for this person. And she was like, hey, calm
it's
down,
so
buddy.
It's so opposite, like, thinking, isn't it?
It's,
like, you have interest in someone.
Act
they like Maroon 5, so you start learning everything about Maroon 5, and they're like, whoa, 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 dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you literally have to act like
how about
you
some
don't...
Matchbox 20 first?
You have to act like you don't want them, which is insane to me. It makes no sense. That's another thing that you have to learn.
It's so dumb.
I love you so much. Act like you don't want them. It's the polar opposite. It makes no sense. So, Katie, you should explain that because I'm clueless.
I can definitely give you a specific scenario here, because for me, it's more when guys start talking about your future together on date one. Like Christmas. I told you about that,
yeah.
How I went on that date with that guy, and he's already talking about, well, for Christmas, I like to go back home and meet family. Like, I'd love for you to come meet my family back in Pennsylvania. And I'm like, we're just getting coffee now. Like, why are you already talking about 6 months down the road?
Well, we're
you
in
know?
The burr month, so.
And a lot of that, like, a lot of guys, you know, and here's the thing, the old adage, guys will say whatever they want to do your taxes with you, right? Like, this has always been a thing, but now it's like... There's no rules to it. There's no boundaries. It just can go and go and go. And
well, and
so,
it's even like I've even found out, like, now that we have texting and everything, you can't reply too quickly, or you can't.
Yeah.
You start to seem overzealous a little bit, and that is, it's confusing to me because a lot of times I'm a millennial. Jer calls me out for it all the time. Like, you just happen to have your phone in your hand and you see that they text you and you reply. But no, you have to wait 2 to 3 hours now so that you make sure you don't sound too interested or to make sure that you're busy. Like, there are so many things that rules.
This is brain damage.
Oh my gosh. It's rules that you have to follow.
I'm so out of the loop on all this. And I just can't even comprehend it right now.
Don't get divorced. No, that's all I'm saying. You love Nicole the best you can.
She might leave me. I don't know.
You don't want to be out here, Jer. You don't want
to
be out here.
I would actually love to see you out here. Like, just to see what you would be like. I would be fascinated to see you on this.
Watch me, like, cry.
Watch me, like, get married, like, within 2 months.
You'd be like, this is so easy. What are you talking about?
It's a piece of cake.
That can't happen.
I don't know what I'd do, but it wouldn't be good.
Not only that, but I think that the online dating, you know, idea opened up the world for a lot of people who just like to mess with others. The catfishing. I mean, that's something we didn't talk about yet. The catfishing where people, you know, they represent themselves, or at least they say, this is what I look like, and it's nothing like that. But it's even outside of looks. I had this date with this guy. We were supposed to meet at a coffee shop, and while I was there, he was giving me the play-by-play on something that was happening to him. And in that, like, 20 minutes, he told me that he posed for a nude calendar. He was he was a volunteer firefighter, and he just had to go to the hospital for a kidney infection and had to cancel our date. And I was like, what did you just do to me? Like, that's so many things. I don't even know where to go with this.
Like, I haven't even ordered my drink yet.
And I didn't even meet him. This is just all over text.
But you kind of wanted to see
messaging.
The nude photos.
That's the thing. There's obviously a reason we matched, you know. But it's still like, people will mess with you just to mess with you. And that's a little disheartening, you know?
If anyone wants to sound off about this, I see we have Aaron on the line who wants to comment. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you have any thoughts about the world of dating right now in Denver/Colorado, which is a big thing right now because Love is Blind is all focused on Denver right now, and everybody's all fired up because the dating scene sucks here, well, tell us about it. 303-691-1649. Here's Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what are your thoughts?
Okay, so... I empathize with you guys. I'm so sorry. It's so hard. But I'm a success story. So I met my husband on Match, but we joke because I went on like 952 dates, right?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Same, Aaron.
I'm not joking you.
That's the actual number?
Yeah.
No, oh. I didn't count, but it was a lot.
I was like, holy crap. Does it keep track?
Okay. Well, side story on this one. I went on a date with someone, same person, a couple of years apart, and we didn't realize it until like halfway through the date.
Oh, no.
And it was just got really awkward. And I was like, oh, my God, I've done this before. So I literally dated everyone in Denver.
Oh, no.
That's dang funny.
I know him.
You're like looking across. You're like, I know this guy from somewhere.
That was a really weird story. Oh, my God. We've been here. We've done this before.
Good.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So 952nd date. My husband's first date, he was still married. Everything on paper looked so bad for this guy on Match.com, but he was so handsome. And it was I'm a teacher. I was spring break. I was like, I'm bored. I could meet up with somebody. So we went and got coffee, and ever since then, it's been inseparable. Like, I'm one of those people who are like, oh my God, I talked to you this week. Like, why are you texting me? I wanted to be with him all the time. Aww. We've been married. I know. We've been married 10 years now. There is hope. And my dad would always tell me, he's like, just pick one. It's like picking a pizza. Just pick one and make it work. I'm like, Dad, what?
That's easier said than done, right?
It is.
But he loved Brandon, my husband, so, so much. And we actually got married on Father's Day. It was fast, you guys. Like, I think back to this and I'm like, this is crazy. We got engaged almost a year to the day from our first date. And then we ended up getting married 3 months later, but my dad was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
And he really wanted to walk me down the aisle. So we got married in 3 months on Father's Day, and my dad absolutely adored him. It was like his biggest bucket
list. You're going to make us all cry.
I mean, know,
seriously,
this is a beautiful story.
My eyes are welling up.
I know.
But then again, Aaron, like, your dad's situation to the side just a little bit. Like, were you that quick because maybe both of you were also just fed up and you're like, let's do it, let's get it done. I found a good one. Or is it just strictly for your dad?
No, I was never going to settle. No, I was never. Well, because when we met, my dad wasn't sick yet.
Okay.
My dad got sick after. But I was never going to settle. I was like, I can't stand a person. I never thought I'd end up getting married, really. I was like,
that's how I feel, Aaron. Seriously.
Yes, I wanted it, but I was like, it's just never going to happen. So, I did it all the time, and I would take those breaks, just like Katie was saying, because I just, it's exhausting. It's so hard.
You said you guys were opposites, though, but you just landed on him because he was pretty.
He was very pretty. He had messaged me. Otherwise, I would have never came across him. He is very pretty. He's so pretty. He was a smoker. He was not divorced. He was separated.
Oh.
Was living in his parents' basement. And had a kid. I was like, what? But he was really good looking.
You're like, why not? It's spring break.
Hey.
I actually had another date after him, and he will never let me live this down. He's like, we started out on a lie. You told me you're meeting your girlfriends. I was like, I met someone to go to the Rio, and I love me a Rio margarita.
Right? And you're like, shut up. You were in your mom's basement.
Yeah,
so shut
exactly.
Up.
Smoking.
Hey, so how long have you guys been together now?
We've been together for 11 years,
nice.
Married 10.
Good for you.
And we've gone through a lot of hard, hard stuff, and we make it work. It's really great.
And do you guys have stuff in common now? I would imagine.
Oh yeah, and we did. We totally did. But it was just like those big things. I was like, I would never date a smoker ever.
Yeah, the smoking. Right. Like I say no to so many smokers, and now you just kind of open up my mind a little bit. Maybe I need to not be so picky.
You can always quit.
Was on Match, you said?
This is a match,
Isn't it funny? Like, we've talked to multiple peoples where they're like, they have your same kind of like success story, but they're almost feel guilty when they say, like, it was a dating app and it worked.
Yeah.
And it's like, isn't it funny that you have that stigma? Like, it actually worked. I'm sorry.
It worked for me.
I know. But it didn't work for like 951 of them.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So like, for sure.
The average.
It's exhausting, but I'm sorry, guys. I know. It's so exhausting. I feel for you.
Katie's going on a 2-year dry spell right now.
Okay. I don't know.
And I'm not even joking. 2-year dry spell.
We were older when we met. I was 30 when I met him.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie's way past that.
Yeah, stop.
You're giving me hope right now, Aaron. I'm feeling really good right now.
I feel good too.
Yeah. No. Aaron, thank you for calling in and sharing your story. What a great call. Thank you.
Thanks. Very sweet story.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Aaron.
That was good, man. That's awesome that it actually works.
You guys.
It gives me a little hope.
It's good to be married.
I know.
Yes, screw really you.
You do not want to be
I'm going to text my wife right now and tell her I love her.
Don't mess it up, Jerry.
Don't leave me.
Don't mess it
me?
up.
Me? Yeah, you're probably right.